Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page 30 over here. We did the Kuntras Mamar Kadishim yesterday. We are moving on to over here, Simon Kuflam and Gimel in the middle of page 30. Says the Mechaber over here about Baruch Hu on Shabbos. B'Shabbos Yontav Ein Omrim Baruch Hu Achar Kadish Basra. On Shabbos and Yontav, we're talking about Shachos right now. At the end of Shachos, you do not say Baruch Hu after the last Kaddish. Okay, after last Kaddish, you do not say Baruch Hu. Afilu B'Malkum, says the Ramah. Afilu B'Malkum Shenagul Amar B'Yomos HaChol. Even in places where they say Baruch Hu during Yomos HaChol at the end of davening, Shema Lo Yechidim Mitzknezek Shamru Baruch Hu. Because perhaps the Yechidim missed Baruch Hu at the end of Shul. Mikol Malkum. The Shabbos and Yontav ain't la'omra. Shabbos and Yontav, there does not the same reason to go out and say it. Da kol boyin lebeis haknesses kodem baruchu. Because everyone on Shabbos and Yontav is going to come before baruchu. It's almost, even over here, even the late ones, as the Mishra Berurah points out, da filim ir le'echa, le'echa, sh'nis'ach le'bo achar baruchu. The Mikol Makum says the Mishra, Mistamak far shama baruchu mi ha'olim latorah. Mistama, they heard baruchu from the olim latorah. This is the reason why on Monday and Thursday also, in many places that even say baruchu at the end of davening in Nisach Ashkenaz, many don't say it, like here in Yeshiva on Monday and Thursdays, where some at least they heard the baruchu at Kriyas HaTorah. At least they heard then, and therefore that's the reason why they do not say it, on, during these times. You see clearly from the Mechaber and the Ramah, the reason for Baruch Hu at the end of davening is for the people who missed. You missed Baruch Hu, so at least they're going to catch it at the end of davening. That's why they have it also Marav at the end of davening. And for those who missed, think. Now the Arizal has another reason why. Api Kabbalah, the Arizal writes that there's other reasons for Baruch Hu after davening. Okay, it's brought down in the Halacha Berurah over here. And he says that it is because of Kavanos Miuchados. Okay, so therefore that's why in many of Nisach Edo Mizrach, they're going to say Baruch Hu at the end of every tefillah, even on Shabbos and Yontif, not like the Mechaber. They don't go like the Mechaber over here. The Mechaber says not to say Baruch Hu over here because of the Arizal in Edo Mizrach. You'll see they'll even say even on Shabbos and Yontif, even at Maariv, even on Monday and Thursday, they'll say Baruch Hu all the way at the end of davening because of Kabbalistic reasons, not only because of maybe that someone's going to go ahead and miss Baruch Hu. Okay, so those are the reasons why the different minhagim over here. Some, like in Chutzlars, they don't say Baruch Hu at all at the end of davening generally, unless someone misses. But as Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Emmensal points out in the new edition of the Mishnah Berurah, he writes over here in Sivkaton Hay, and Sivkaton Hay, the Mishnah. Sorry. Dimer Masel Yechidim says, "Roy Tamid Lomar Baruch Hu." It's best always to say Baruch Hu, Kadesh Lo Yavo Levayer Mi Ercha V'Yavoli De Alpanas Panim, in order not to embarrass the guy who came late. In Chutzlars, many times the person who actually came late, he says Baruch Hu. Okay, maybe they do it so you won't be embarrassed. You'll come on time to davening. But in order not to embarrass the person, so that's why we always say Baruch Hu at the end of davening, at least when there's no Kriyas HaTorah. That's the reason why it's done like this. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkot and Aleph, I feel like Malkum Artzolomar. The Yesh Mekomer Shenagin Lomar Kaddish Baruch Acher Gemara Tefilah Shiv Pala Kol Atzibur. Minesh Lifamim Yes Eze Yechidim Shabo Acher Baruch Hu Velo Shamar Baruch Hu, like we said before. So that's the whole reason over here. Bein Mechaber in the Ramah to make sure that everyone hears Baruch Hu because Baruch Hu is so important. Mashmid over here that this is just a din in Shacharis where you're going to have Kriyas HaTorah. Mashma Friday night. Okay, even though generally people come more on time, they have Kabbal Shabbos, they come late to Kabbal Shabbos maybe, but generally they can't make it there for Baruch Hu, for Maariv. But over here it's Mashma that they would still say it at the end of Maariv because you don't have a Baruch Hu that you're gonna get at Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, so that is the dinim over here, which is really for some, this is the end of Hilchos Tefillah. Kuf Lamed Daled is sort of like this in between over here. Because we see over here, it's really over here in, you see over here, it still says Hilchos Tefillah, and that is because we're going to talk about Vehurachum, and that's what we're going to talk about in Sif Alf. Sif Beis already gets into Dinei Hagba, okay? The reason why it's here before Kriyas HaTorah, because this is written by the Shulchan Aruch, Beis Yosef, hold you do Hagba before Kriyas HaTorah, that's why it's going to be over here. Seder Vehurachum Hagbas HaTorah, we go back a little bit to the end of Tefillah again, we go back to the Vehurachum that we say on Monday and Thursday. If you look inside the tour, why is it? What's the Vehurachum? What's special about Monday and Thursday? Why do we give special things? Okay, besides for laning. Laning is for other reasons because we don't want to get 3 days without Torah. But why do we have the extra Vehurachum, extra tchinos on Monday and Thursday? Because in the second Luchos, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai and came down, it was on a Monday and Thursday. Okay, he went up on a Thursday, came down on a Monday. Therefore, Monday and Thursday has special significance, special time for tefillah. Therefore, he had extra tefillos over there. That's brought down in the Torah. And that's over here. It says over here, the Ramah noagin laharbos betachanunim b'sheni v'chamishi. We are noig to add special tefillos of sheni v'chamishi v'omrim. And then leads into the mechaber v'hurachum v'omrim oto b'kol ram v'mo amru m'muad over m'umad over al takana v'nikra Poritz Gader. Okay, so we say over here, we know it, to Marbe B'tchinos. Okay, in the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikonal brings down the minhag of some Beit Knesses. Yeshiva Koman, Shenogin Lomar Kodem Urachum, Yigim Omidos Shorachmim Vidui. Some say Yigim Omidos only on Monday and Thursday. Once again, same idea, in order to add Tchinos. Some don't say it all, some say it every day. Different Nuschas have different traditions. Okay, now, we say this Urachum. And then Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sifkan Beis Yomrim Buhurachum V'tikan Amir Sayyidei Maisen Eis Gadol Kamuah Kolbo Dafka. This tefillah is a Maisen Eis that's brought down in the Kolbo V'nid Pas B'Sidurim V'tzarech La'omra B'Kavano Matan V'lo B'Mimrutza. It's supposed to be said slowly, not too quickly. Okay, that's what it says over here. Sifkan Gimel V'nikra Poritz Geder. Now the Mechaber says Nikra Poritz Geder if you don't stand up for Buhurachum. He brings down over here the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshomim lo mikri parts getter, elin kein lo amru klal. It's not talking about someone who doesn't stand up for it. It's parts getter. If you skip urachum, you don't say urachum, you just say tachlun. Okay? That's the parts getter. Avalim amru shlo ba'amidah lo avi b'chal parts getter. Some say, if he didn't say ba'amidah, he's not parts getter, he's not following the halacha, but parts getter is another level. Another parts getter is much worse. But if you look at the Beis Yosef, the Pashas is not like that. He's quoting, I forget which, Rishon, who brings down to say it standing up. It's Mashma over there in the Beis Yosef, that the Poritz Geder is going on the person who does not stand up. You have to stand up for Ruhurachum, as we say, and then we go sit down for Tachlun, v'chulei v'chulei. Okay? Now. Now, the Ramah adds in over here. Okay, now, the Mechaber said, say Ruhurachum, v'kol ram, and standing up, to say it loudly and standing up. Says the Ramah, V'cheinogli momra muban. Our minhag is to say it standing up like the Mechaber. Avol omri oso belachash, but we say it dafka quietly, not bekol ram. So the Mishnah Berurah over here explains the machlokas over here. Sivkot nei belachash, kemod with tefillah shmon esrei, like tefillah shmon esrei, shomer oto belachash. V'tam de'a rishona, the reason why the de'a rishona says it to say it out loud, k'dei le'orer ha'kavano. When you say things out loud, a lot of times it's ma'orer more kavano. The Mishnah passes that either minhag is fine. You want to say it aloud, you can say it aloud. You want to say it quietly, you can say it quietly. Then he says like this, Yeshomim. V'kishimisayim v'hurachum kodem ha-shliat zibor. When you finish v'hurachum before the shliat zibor, yanti nimrachum v'chanu ha-shezer. That's a diak over here. Yanti nimrachum v'chanun. See over there, Mr. Berurah also skipped by Yomer Davi. He didn't say it's going to go to Yomer Davi. Urachum v'chanun al shliat zibor. You should wait for the shliat zibor to finish urachum also, and everyone should be nofil al panav together. That's about that of a nofil imo. The katav b'shurei tshuva da'ine in rov b'tzibor maftin al shliat zibor. The shurei tshuva points out that now the minhag is not like this. Most people don't wait for the shliat zibor. Whenever they're done with the urachum, they go ahead and fall on their face. But once again, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal in the new Mishnah Berurah. It says over here, Dimasul b'chol echa, the last hour on the page. V'anachon nuhul fi azor lepol in kol atzibor. The nachon way to do it is that the tzibor should fall on their face together. Al pi Kabbalah once again, we say once again, a lot of times the zohars are brought in order to machriya halachos. It's not clear. If it's the stira to halachos, the halachos is one way. The Rishonim or the Gemara says one way, the zohar says the other way. We generally follow the Gemara. We do follow the Gemara. But we have a machlokas, so many times we'll take Kabbalah in order to machriya the machlokas over here. And then it also says even better to say it along with the shliat zibor. That's why many shliat zibors will say out loud, Shema Yisrael, Shem Lokeinu, Shem Echad, to mark the fact that the Dama V'urachum, and then it's time to go ahead and fall on their face. Says the Ramah, in the last line over here. Like I said at the beginning, mishum sheim yiratzon, yemei ratzon, because they are yemei ratzon. V'lachinogin God came lisanos b'em, and therefore, as the Torah points out, that there was a minhag that many used to fast every Monday, Thursday. Every Monday, Thursday, there were the tzaddikim that would used to fast because these are special yemei ratzon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sif katan vav," as I spun it out before. Sharboim yom shel kabbalas luchos achronos shayim yemei ratzon olam Moshe Rabbeinu olam biyom chay viyard biyom beis. He went up on Thursday. He came down on Monday. We see the beginning and an end of something that is very chashuv, that is the most chashuv time, the beginning of it, and the end of it, and therefore those are special yimei ratzons. Ad kan for today.